2121 vision. Brought to you live by the people of the Grand. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of shit I gotta get off my chest, but I gotta keep it off so I can do my best. You feel me? Or do you feel me? Evidence is this heaven sent, also relevant. Elephants stampede in the garden. Did you build the ship? Hollow ships sit beyond the ribs, kissing through the gift. If you let it in, devil knock again, clocking in. This is medicine, heavy sedative, setting in. Love is relative to every relative. I'm relatively disaware, and it's relatable. You can turn off the lights, but there's no escaping truth, and there's no escaping who you were meant to be. No mystery, this is your history. Know what you meant to me, a gift to me. Found power mentally in the vicinity of pictures we could paint so vividly into the memory of imagery, equipping me with everything I need.
About hip hop. This is your host, Queen E. Kaif, in the building. Welcome to Art Unity Network Radio. Now, y'all will also know me as Crystal Tucker. Much love to, you know, the African American Experience class. Much love, much love. I do have a guest here on the platform that's also going to be representing by the name of Kango Kid. You know, we're going to be talking about something real deep, you know what I'm saying? So it was like an open discussion about, you know, how hip-hop started and, you know what I'm saying? It's an open show. I'm going to tell y'all that. This is an open show. It's going to be a good 15 minutes, you know what I'm saying? But what I need from you guys that are listening later on or right now, whatever, whatever, wherever you're listening from, make sure you send a comment down below, because I want to hear your intake as far as your understanding of how hip-hop started to you. You know what I'm saying? What was that first song that you listened to that got you there? You know what I'm saying? And where did you see the merge, you know what I'm saying, from the music that's going on today? You know what I'm saying? With that being said, y'all, send the comments down below. Anywhere I'll be able to swoop up, get it, you know. I'm going to be doing a show in regards to that hair coming up in the next week or so. You know, I got a little time to get it done. But I think it's real interesting because I was looking at a comedy show, and the comedy show was talking about how it started, you know what I'm saying? How, like, all the major hitters that we know till this day, like, that was on Comic View, you know, shit like that, that we get to see. And so they had, like, something like Fat Tuesdays. I heard it from one other show when they was doing that 25-year celebratory for what's his face? can't even think of his name right now. The one with Fat Forms and what have you, you know, Russell Simmons. You know what I'm saying? And some other guys or whatever got involved with the comedy, you know, Central and whatever. But with that being said, you know what I'm saying? They was talking about the same things in regards to how hip-hop and comedy played a major role in the racial injustice that was taking place, you know what I'm saying? And it allowed us to really be open to speaking what was on our mind, you know what I'm saying? When you had that enough is enough moment, you know what I mean? And you seeing it on a daily basis, like, it's like an arena out here, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know what I mean if you know what I mean. So with that being said, yeah, I will have this discussion. I like to get your input in regards to it and discuss it on the show. And so you guys can always call in whenever we have that show going on. It will be 845-277-9299. Make sure you plug it in your phone so you can call and chime in. Press 1 on that call queue will get you on board with everything. But other than that, I thank y'all for y'all love and support. Let's get into more wonderful music here on the Bill.
I from Philly, Black Ice.
Yes, y'all, question. When you look at my brothers, what's your first impression? Does the sight of us leave you guessing, or do you understand the stressing, the aggression? The look of no hope on my niggas' faces, like the Lord overlooked us when he handed down his graces. You see, embraces fall short on the numb tips of street entrepreneurial fingers. Stuck in the walls of the project halls where the coke smell still lingers. External blingers is all we can be, because on the inside we've been given nothing to shine on. And a gig is harder to get than coke, so niggas get their grind on, because the TV tells us, aim high, nigga, make all goals lateral. But that takes paper that we don't have, so niggas put their souls up as collateral now. Some niggas reclaim them, some blame them, make an excuse to sell them. But when a nigga goes from not doing to doing, what can you tell them? Not to be a nigga. Shit, I got to be a nigga, that's how I pay the bills, and I'ma do that whether I got to sling this coke or exploit these rhyme skills. See, America makes you an opportunist, and at the same time they institutionalize you. So the fact that niggas get these big record deals, big money, and then go to jail shouldn't surprise you. That's what lies do. And most of these guys do have raw talent, just infantile education. So the business feeds them all the weed and ecstasy and a little bit of paper to provide some pacification from all the bullshit frustration they serve you. Meanwhile, they corrupt your perception of what the real is. See, they've taken all our businessmen and made them drug dealers. Took all our messengers, made them rappers, just flapping their jaws, afraid to admit their treason. Took all our soldiers for the cause, made them killers for no reason, and being fucked up. Well, that's in this season, so if you're negative, you're positive, and if you're positive, you're called a hater. But I maintain control of my soul, because I know it gets greater later. And I told y'all the last show, I'm no hater, I just know what the truth is. I've been intertwining this pudding for a year now, so I know where the proof is. It lies in these midtown Manhattan skyscrapers, where former hustlers sign papers and do fucked up capers about 16 infamous stars at a time. Got them chopping and bagging and serving that shit to niggas 16 bars at a time, and the crime is undetectable by the feds, because in the heads of our kids is where the track is. And music shoots straight to the soul. Is so potent, so it's much more addictive than crack is. Now, the high is just an illusion, lies and confusion, but just for that rush, just once these young bucks will go through it. So in essence, they're still flooding our streets with thugs, drugs, and killing. They're just using these record labels to do it. Taking our heartfelt demos, putting us in limos, trying to fuck up our direction. And most niggas is trained to chase money and pussy, so we fall victim to our own erection. Now, convincing ourselves that we're on our way somewhere where we're not going, but ignorance is bliss, and niggas love this, so niggas take pride in not knowing. We not growing. Nigga, I'll give a fuck how slick you flowing if you ain't showing these kids nothing or adding nothing positive to the earth. Yeah, I've been destined to touch this world since the day I was born. To be honest, fuck a deal. God gives me what I'm worth.
If I grew up without a role model, inspired by rappers just trying to pop a bottle, transition to popping pills to pop a model, got me chasing after fast women full throttle. If I was Harley coddled, never formed a bond. If If I never felt I was the chosen son, would you be scared if I was holding guns? Would I be the reason that you got you on? If I never worked, never had a job, but I sold work and knew how to rock. All the black movies I done seen do it. I hope that I grow up to be an influence. What if I was raised by the streets? Raised by the gang, taught to shoot at the police. Put inside a grave by the age of 23. All because nobody guided me. What would you see?
I need someone to take the lead, to help me grow, grow, grow. We've been through this before. Growing up without a role model. I need someone to take the lead and never let me go, 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 go. I know exactly what I need.
Send me in clips to reload it. I'm out the Windy City the year to go. I got the medicine that'll heal the soul, but we don't believe your Jesus. Say it's the devil, the fear ghost. I need your teaching, leading. I need your guidance. I need to know. I like to really think that we not the fire to Jesus. So somebody reason with me. I think I'm liable to get you going. I feel a reaper reaching for me. Like why you not in my corner? I need better mo. From head to toe, I'ma stand strong. You sweet camel toe, kick this candy corn, leave your candy cold. Fuck a cantaloupe, I need antelopes, I eat cannibals. A wild animal, to mean I'm Hannibal, you need candle holders. Just what would it do with a black role model? The hood hurt where I'm strapped with a gold bottle. What if a man could just walk into pure water? Our forefather Christ is always watching, money or the power, God, I won't lie.
I need someone to take the lead, to help me grow, grow. We've been through this before. Growing up without a role model. I need someone to take the lead and never let me go, 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 go. I know exactly what I need. I need a black role model.
We need someone that can really like jump in there right now, you know, and not concern themselves about their own safety. That's how bad it is. It's like a war zone in the city streets. Something that you could only pray for. It made me reflect, like, on why my dad stuck around. I made sure to be a man in my life. You know, because I see how other dads aren't there. You know, and I see that it reflected on me differently. I see things in a different way than some of my friends who didn't have their father. And I mean, that only helps me see, first and foremost, I need to be more appreciative to my dad, so I thank you. We need more black role models.
You know I needed you, I was you leaving, keeping it real every day, it ain't easy. Sorry, this ain't knowing, this is peach. Gotta keep a carbon in my reach, picking calamari on my teeth, babe. This is peach, gotta keep a carbon in my reach, picking calamari on my teeth, babe. Putting forges on the G, I keep spilling coffee on my jeans. I don't like be talking, I'm gon' speak, babe. You know I needed you, why would you leave me? Keeping it real every day, it ain't easy. Cardigan sweater, it come out next season. Deja Ray, would you just stay with me, please? I'ma bless the mama like she sneezing. Scored a triple double for my niece. I just bought a Rover for no reason. I'm on house arrest, I can't even leave. Locked up in the pen, but I ain't pee. The water dripping off me, Aquafina. Love my Uncle E, I Uncle Bean. It love my Auntie Chris, I Auntie Dean. It's blowing all this money cause it's free. Scamming in Miami by the beach. Telling on your homies, that ain't deep. Boy, I heard you ready for a cheesecake. This is peach, gotta keep a carbon in my reach. Picking calamari on my teeth, babe. Why you putting forges on the Jeep? I keep spilling coffee on my jeans. I don't like me talking, I'm gon' squeeze, babe. Snipers in the beans and little haters. Sipping on the lean, but I ain't lazy. Deja Ray, face, check your savings. Skeeters on the face, she say don't waste it. I've been smoking coffee with the weed. I'ma keep you healthy, selling peas. Devil wanna sign me, what the plea? Devil nines on me, I'm from 18th Louis V. Peach color blanket, dogging on these. I got rabies in the front and back, I told her face me. I've been getting a lot of money lately. Cardi B, I hope you like your bracelet. Shawty say I'm handsome for a Haitian. I just rent a spider for the weekend. Lying on my but it ain't shrinking. Sorry, this ain't orange, this is peach. Gotta keep a carbon in my reach. Picking calamari on my teeth, babe. up. Why you put the 40s on the jeans? I keep spilling coffee on my jeans. I don't like me talking, I'm gon' squeeze the paper. Cracker tryna tell me go to sleep. I've been writing lyrics after 3. Brother told me to stick to rapping. Everybody know you about your action. White girl say she feeling peachy. I can smell the p***s on my pinky. Bait up, taste like tangerine. Sorry this ain't orange, this is peach. Gotta keep a carbon in my reach. People call him Mari on my teeth, baby. Why you putting 40s on the jeans? I keep spilling coffee on my jeans. I don't like me talking, I'm gon' speed, babe.
What's up, it's your boy THA, the Assigned Assassin, repping that 816, and you're tuning to Art Unity Network Radio. Yeah, yeah.